I'd like to call to order the Friday, August 19th, 2016, 7 a.m. special meeting of the McDonough Local Board of Education. It'll be time 7:10. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Here.
Mrs. Place.
Here.
Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
Mr. Sagan.
Here.
Mrs. Harvey.
Here.
Five members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Number four, approve the agenda for the special meeting of August 19th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Sagan.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Motion carried. Move on to number five, new business personnel committee. We'll move on to number one, the MEA bargaining agreement. Resolution to approve the negotiated bargaining agreement between the McDonough Local Board of Education and the McDonough Education Association for a period of 3 years from September 1st, 2016 through August 31st, 2019. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion.
Yeah, I had some questions on language here. And this is all in the marked language, the new language. On page three at the bottom, where it says the MEA will reimburse the board the full compensation amount at the time the amount is submitted. Should that be the other way around? I thought this was board paying MEA.
The officers in the MEA get paid. It's been a few years that the auditors, so anybody that gets paid for anything, it has to go through the treasurer's office. So there was an MOU from a couple of years ago. And so it has the president, I think, gets $1,000 and the vice president, $500, whatever the amounts are. So the MEA gives the money to the board, and then Bill pays them those amounts. They get paid to serve as officers for the union.
So my understanding of that is that the union pays the money into the board. So you're saying the MEA reimburses the board for that money, and then the board pays it out
every penny
to the individuals. Got it.
Correct.
So the language is correct there.
Yeah, it was hard to follow because at no point does it say that the MEA or that the board pays the MEA.
The board doesn't pay the MEA. The MEA pays the board.
But then it comes back out. Back
and
out.
Then the then and then it. That's in the board pays the individual teachers who are the officers.
So let's go back to Russ. So let's go back to the treasurer. It should be for future boards should know that. But I wouldn't know if he brought it up.
It's relatively recent because I had never had this before, but this one of those auditor findings that have come up and said because they're, and I'm assuming it's because they're public employees, and if they're getting paid for something, it's related to the one that came out about 10 or 12 years ago about
boosters.
We have the boosters who want to reimburse a coach for something. That they used to just give a coach $500. We get an extra coach. The boosters are given $500. Now they have to. It has to go through the board. So that's it's along those lines.
Next question is on page 18. at the bottom there where we say employees who are suspended do a reduction in force after. I think the word after should be out. The date is out, but the word, so you just...
Yeah, that's typographical.
Just to understand on page 35 and 36, the differentiation between evaluations of accomplished teachers and skilled teachers. With accomplished, it says the board elects to evaluate a teacher once every 3 years. And in the skilled teacher, it says the board may evaluate each teacher who received a rating of skilled once every 2 years. So in one case, it's mandatory, and the other, it's permissive.
You know what, John? That's a language in ORC. And they've changed, as you know, last year they changed evaluation language, what, three times? I will check on that again, but essentially, if you're accomplished, it's every 3 years. If you're skilled, it's every two.
Well, I guess the better question is, what's the understanding of the parties as to how this is going to work?
Three and two.
It's just automatic?
Yes.
So it says this may is really going to be treated like a shall?
It should be okay. A shall.
I think the one difference was they could ask to be evaluated. As crazy as that sounds,
right.
They could actually say, I'd like to be evaluated again. But the policy says they could, you know, that they may be evaluated, so they have that option.
On page 49, you say the opportunity to teach any course offered by the district through CP or advanced placement shall be offered to all members who are qualified to teach the course. What happens if you have multiple people who are authorized to teach?
Well, then the principal would determine who's going to teach it. The odds are you're only going to have one CCP.
I mean...
But you would have...
Is that understood?
We can only offer one class.
Understood, but as between the two people, if there's a dust-up as to, you know, I want it more, or this other person wants it more...
They would work that out. That really... I didn't particularly care for that language, but that's... we can live with that. It's not right now, you know, we're struggling to get, we've had people drop out, but fortunately we've had a couple people
I'm just concerned that the agreement doesn't provide the mechanism of how to resolve the issue if you had two people.
Not.
Okay. And in D, or it says members who do not qualify in each or any of the 3 years received 600 non-step incentive. So basically, does this deal exclusively with steps?
Correct.
Not with columns. So if you move over, that will have no impact.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is intended to pick up the years where someone falls into the 15 to 20.
Correct.
And they don't have a step. And this is intended that if in any of the years you do not cross a step, you'll get $600.
Correct.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Thace.
Yes.
Motion carried. Move on to number two, resolution to approve a 2-year contract from August 1st, 2016 through July 31st, 2018. For William A. Johnson as treasurer for the McDonald Local School District, to see Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number three, a resolution to hire the following substitutes for the following position for the 2016-2017 school year. Substitute bus driver, Shelley Maggiano. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
This doesn't provide what the rate is or anything?
It's a standard substitute rate.
I just, the other question I have, when we hire these people that drive our vehicles, do we do an insurance check?
Yes,
what steps do we get approved? That's all I don't know.
The one thing about bus drivers, they're more scrutinized than any other employee, starting with the superintendent.
So, but so you've already, to our insurance carrier, they do their due diligence to check on this girl, make their, accept that?
They can't.
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, we do not, quite honestly, Tom, personally, they can't get certified if there are any violations, any concerns that there are disqualifiers. Bus drivers are the only employees that are required to go through. It's mandatory routine drug check test. Any violation, even as a private driver, goes on a record, and the state checks those are reported to the state because of the type of license that they have.
Just want to make sure it's covered.
No, they truly are. There's no one is more scrutinized than bus drivers.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Motion carried. Move on to item 6, adjournment at 7:20 a.m.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Motion carried.
You're good.